Ethan the Eagle. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul
longeth after thee. Standing in the Gap Ministries presents Mary Margaret Brown, the world's leading authority on angels.
Greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Mary Margaret Brown of Standing in the Gap Ministries. Today we're going to take up a different subject. It's called the names of God. I think we've done it before, but we feel like we need to do it again. And Elohim was the first one which was mentioned, governing power, omnipotence, or sovereignty. El Shaddai, the Almighty One of God, to be or being, existed. He is self-existent. Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah my banner, protector. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah heals. And the name that was given at the water of Samaria, as Isaiah was in a bitter and angry mood, God healed bitterness with fresh water from the rock. There's a lot of symbolism in the Bible. In study the names of God, it becomes clear the rule of first mention points out revelation of the word. We have studied Jehovah in Kadesh, and Revelations 2:8, and Jehovah who sanctifies, whether by revelation of different characteristics of God. We can identify Jesus or the Holy Spirit or their work in God, and the Father's plan may be worthy of continued study and comparison. Certainly this topic is one of more illuminating subjects we have studied. God has taken us step by step through the redemptive process, illustrating who he is and what our actions are to be. Great battles precede the ultimate victory, or the mountain experience, which takes us to the name Jehovah Shalom, as found in Judges 6:24. He had more than 20 years since Jehovah had revealed himself as Jehovah M. Kadesh, Jehovah who sanctifies. Since Joshua's death, Israel had corrupted themselves with idolatries and abominations, much like America today. Millions of innocent babies are killed each year, forced upon people by the Supreme Court, not a legislative body. The next thing that may engulf and strangle our society is euthanasia, or killing of the aged or infirm. It is not hard for us to imagine the materialistic love of power and wealth as our country today, and acceptance is in large part based upon the wealth or material acceptance. Every apostasy has brought punishment and misery. Look for it in our society before the Lord returns. Had Israel been faithful to God, their enemies would have been subdued. But in their apostasy, God had allowed neighboring countries to trample and tear down the corrupt and sinful Israel. Then they would cry out to God for deliverance. This was a time of severe oppression by the Midianites for 7 years. The Midianites joined forces with the Amalekites to devour the crops and land. The Israeli people fled to the mountains to escape. One day Gideon was threshing some of what is left of the raiders when the angel of the Lord appeared to him Now, whether this is angel or God himself, it does not state, but the American Standard Version said in verse 6, the Lord said to him, peace to you, do not fear, you shall not die. Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and named it the Lord of Peace, Shalom. It is still standing today. In the story of Gideon, we find an example of a cowardly man who has been in the presence of God, becoming eventually a great warrior for God, was with him. Gideon, who was first asked to tear down the altar of Baal and burn the statue of Asherah on the altar with a blood sacrifice, being somewhat still fearful, Gideon did this at night. Now, God had given Gideon a commission that he would deliver Israel through Gideon. Gideon was named Jerubbaal. Let Baal contend against him because he had torn down his altar. Then we see how God deals with Gideon and the fleece to confirm over and over God's word of deliverance to Gideon. The people had joined Gideon at the spring of Herod, but the Lord said there would be too many people for him to get the glory. So 22,000 of the 32 left. The latest culling came by watching people drink water. If they drank like dog on hands and knees, keep them. Is this significant or not? Should not we be on our hands and knees in submission to God to allow him to use us? 300 men were left with Gideon. But God had been helping Gideon develop his faith. That, right, the Lord said to Gideon, arise, go down to the camp and listen. It will strengthen your faith. This is what Gideon heard. Behold, I had a dream. A loaf of barley bread was tumbling into the camp of Midian. Now, who is the bread of life but Jesus? And it came to the tent and struck it so that it fell and turned upside down so the tent lay flat. The other man said, this is nothing less than the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash. God has given Midian all the camp into his hand. Now what is the sword of God but his word, Jesus? Gideon believed and acted, and the story is God. The Lord with Gideon and the band of 300 put the enemy to flight. Shalom has shades of meaning, such as atonement as a basis of peace. It is translated as restitution or payment. Who was our restitution or payor? Yes, Jesus Christ. It is quite frequently used as render, pay, or perform in the sense of fulfilling an obligation about 20 times. It is translated perfect. Who is the perfect man but Jesus Christ? Let your heart therefore be perfect. Shalom with Jehovah our God. 1 Kings 8:61. A harmony or reconciliation based upon completion. The payment of a debt. It also represents the greatest measure of contentment and satisfaction in life. It was characteristic as the sign of the Messiah, of whom Solomon was typical. One of the great names of Messiah is Prince of Peace. Peace was the most common term used. It is also a form of greeting and still is in some lands. It is the world's used peace offering in Leviticus 3:7, 11 through 21. In Jeremiah, God says, "Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been like a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea." Jeremiah 48:18. Is the angel of the Lord was Jehovah, Elohim. It is a striking manifestation of Jehovah in this very chaotic and wild time in history. When God appeared to Gideon, immediately built an altar for sacrifice, and the fire of God came upon the sacrifice to consume it. If you want this peace in your life, then meet Jehovah in Kadesh. Repent of your sins and trust, as Gideon did, for God to win this battle. Numbers do not please God, but commitment to his holy calling. There is a perfect peace to those who know Jehovah as in Kadesh. Isaiah 26:2-4. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Shalom. We hope to be able to continue all this in future sayings. I think we know that it's important to remember that God is a God of mercy and of love. But we've tried to present to you some things that, but you must check with God, inquire of God. Have you been inquiring of God to help you to reach your goal? If you're trying to do it on your own, you'll never make it. But if you inquire of God and ask them the way that you are to go, then that is the time that you start doing the things that God wants you to do. It's important that you realize that God is omniscient. He's all-knowing. He knows the beginning from the end. I say this today, we're in a chaotic world, but our world has been this way before. And if you have God in your life, that's the most important thing. You made a commitment to God to follow him all the days of your life. And that's the most important thing that you can do, is your commitment to the Lord Jesus. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is everything. But he also knows everything about you. There's nothing hidden that won't be revealed. I think you need to realize that God is looking to you today to ask you to inquire of him. Have you inquired of him recently? I know if you haven't, then it's time today that you inquire. What do you want me to do, God? It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we are here today to lift up Jesus Christ, that's the most important thing that we can do. It's not anything that we do is important, and it's not anything anyone else does. It's only what Jesus says. Well, his word will stand when the world's on fire. And we know the day is coming when we will look to heaven and he'll rapture us. I believe we're in tribulation now. During the Iraq war, I saw the black horse getting ready to run. I think it's running. The pale horse. I don't know what other people are saying, but I believe the pale horse is either running now or will be running. So I know that we're in tribulation. And I think it's time we all looked to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I think it's time we turned everything over to him and gave him the authority in our life. If we've held anything back, it's time to repent and turn to him. I see that we're about out of time. I want to remind you, this is Mary Margaret Brown of Standing in the Gap Ministries. Have faith in a mighty God. Thank you for listening.
The preceding program paid for by Mary Margaret Brown with Standing in the Gap Ministries. Mary Margaret would love to hear from you today. Give her a call at 859-275-1103.